Blog Talk Radio.
Dive right into the show today. Today is Jesus healed the lady that just touched his cloak. Jesus healed the lady that touched his cloak. Today is a great day. It's a beautiful day outside. It's a little cold outside, but rather than that, it's still a beautiful day. Today is Thursday, March the 21st, 2013. And year is already starting to fly by. It just started. It's already flying by. You know, springtime, I think the first day of spring was yesterday, and it don't feel like it. I mean, we're still getting some winter episodes going on here, and, you know, it can snow on up to April. I mean, that's the way it normally is down here in the South. It could snow up to April, or we could have an early summer there for a couple of years. We had summertime, right? I mean, it was like winter, then summer. It wasn't much springtime, but this year it's kind of the honor is trying to go back to winter, and then it goes to spring, and, you know, the good Lord has it under control. He has a reason for that that we don't know, but I'm pretty sure everything's going to straighten out. But I know one thing, it ain't too good to plan anything right now, because if you plant something and we have a very quick freeze that, you know, freeze up and kill your plant, so might be best to hold up till about April or so. Anyway, we're going to get back into Jesus healed the lady that just touched his cloak. And this is part of the Easter season sessions I'm having here on the show. And I'm going to go straight into the daily word. And I have, I give the gift of forgiveness for the blessings of peace of mind. I give the gift of forgiveness for the blessings of peace of mind. And when I do these daily words, sometimes I'll have like little sermons that goes with each thing I talk about, and I'll speak more into it because sometimes, you know, God will speak through me to indicate what this is really meaning. A lot of times we use this just for affirmations, but a lot of times it's more to it than just affirmation. It's a lot more to it than just an affirmation like, I give you the gift of forgiveness for the blessing of peace of mind. So, I give you the gift of forgiveness. The gift of forgiveness is something that you accept when you find your sin. It's something you accept when you find your sin. So what that means, you can't accept forgiveness if you never hold up your sin, your problem that's destroying you, your body, your family. Okay? If you got a secret sin, that's been something big this week on the church channel and a lot of things I've been watching. A lot of these ministers, the Holy Spirit speaking to everybody about their sins, about their karma right now. It's really destroying. Right now, the divine energy is trying to flow in. Or whatever, you know, God has for purpose right now, his children, he's trying to get them to give up their sin and receive forgiveness, because that dirt that they're holding in, the dirt that they're holding in right now is holding them back. They can't move. It's just holding them back. And the people that's saved in the blood or got Jesus, Holy Spirit within them, it's stuck in their mind. I mean, it's mentally holding them back. The ones that's not saved, it's not, you know, accepted Christ, it's holding their whole body back. They're like stuck in their sin and they're nailed to the carpet because they can't move. They're not accepted the peace, have not accepted Christ in their heart for him to cut them nails off of them to let them go. But for the Christians, it's a little bit easier. The people who accepted the Holy Spirit, it's a little bit easier. They can get rid of it faster. But if you've not, you're nailed to the carpet and you can't move. You're stuck in your karma. You cannot get out of it. It's like I was listening to a minister a while ago. So a guy came up to him. He said, you know, I went to your church thousands of times, but he said, I just love to sin. I just love all this stuff. I just can't get out of it. That's because the Holy Spirit's not set him free. He's not asked for forgiveness. He's not been set free. And once you're set free, that taste of sin, that taste of everything, you know, I just got to keep on hurting people. I just got to keep on doing it. It just feels good. Goes away. You can't stand it anymore. But that's the thing about it is, you give your sin to God, and he gives you forgiveness. He releases it, but you've got to face it first. It says, I give the gift of forgiveness for the blessing of the peace of mind. So when he gives you forgiveness, you get the peace of mind. You get set free. You feel better. Your body is cleansed of this situation, and you can heal. Your body can heal. Your mind can heal. You have more peace to yourself. And the whole day word says, the word forgive is a combination of the word give and for. When we ask myself what I would be willing to give for peace of mind, I have a new understanding of what it means to forgive. I give up attachments to pain and anger in order for me to enjoy a better life. I give up judgment or criticism of my own past actions for the freedom to live in loving way. I'm willing to forgive a past occurrence, realizing that to hold on to the past only hurts me. I release unforgiving thoughts and replace them with love. Even situations I will never condone, I am unable to forgive. I forgive myself and others so I can focus my energy on creating more peaceful, harmonious world. So you're giving all this up where you can create more harmony in your life because you're not letting this go. There's a lot of dirt swept underneath the rug that's holding you down. It's destroying your body. It's in your mind. You cannot let go. That's why you need to give up that sin. Ask Christ in your life. Have him to come in and cleanse to pick up all the rugs in your body and sweep them all out. Get rid of that sin. And he condones you to release, to let it go, and he forgives it. His blood cleanses that, and then you're free from that. But it's up to you to admit your situation. Admit that you're a sinful being. Admit that you've stole. Admit that you've committed adultery. Admit that you did a lot of bad things. You've hurt your family. Admit that. But until you admit that and ask for forgiveness, it's still going to hurt you. It's still going to be there.
And the biblical thing for the day, the word is, be kind to one another, forgive one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. So when somebody brings you something of their situation or something happens to you, forgive that, because the unforgiveness holds that darkness, the foam to the demonic side to you, because as long as hate is inside of your body, it has connection to you. But when you forgive and release that, when you forgive and release that, that's when that phone line's cut off and God has full control. That's when that phone line from darkness is cut off and you have full control. And God has full control over you. So that's a little bit from the Daily Word and a little bit I was wanting to, you know, the Holy Spirit got a little in depth there. But I'm going to go straight to the girl that touched the cloak of Jesus. Okay, around this time in the Easter season or in this time of his life, he was doing a lot of healing sessions on folks. He was healing folks, and that was bringing people to him where he could minister to them, for them to be awakened to who he was, to be awakened to the Christ, for the Holy Spirit to spread through these people. And when he would heal these folks, the amazing things that would happen to them, it's like they would get healed. He would come into a stadium of people, and people just get healed with him just walking into the stadium. It's just like automatically demons would rush out of them. People would throw their canes or whatever away. They were just healed because the cross stepped into the building, like they said. Like they said, Elvis has walked in the building, or Elvis has left the building. Jesus walked in the building, and the walking canes went flying. That's what happened when he walked into the building. He healed. And he cast out them demonic beings or the bad lifestyles that just washed off of him when he spoke to him. But I'm going to go ahead and read from Matthew 9. I guess Matthew. Yeah, it's Matthew 9, verse 18. Okay, it says, while he was saying this, a ruler came to kneel before him and said, my daughter has just died, but come and put your hands on her, and she will live. Jesus got up and went to him. And so did his disciples. Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to him, to herself, if I only could touch his cloak, I will be healed. Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed from that moment. When Jesus entered the ruler's house, he saw the flute players and the noisy crowd. He said, go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through the region. So he knew that she was in a coma. They didn't know that. They had no medical instruments like we do today to know that, you know, what a coma is and what was going on with her. She was in a coma. And then when he came in and divine energy or divine grace touched her, she woke up from her coma. So, and then that lady that was been bleeding for 12 years. I mean, that's a long time to have, you know, free bleeding situations. There's a lot of people nowadays that has this. And she just got tired of this. She couldn't live like that no more. I mean, I guess her clothes was dirty all the time from bleeding, and she just get a cut. It's just, you know, she's like, Jesus, please, please, if I could just touch the Lord's garment, that I'll be healed. And he said, by your faith, you're healed. So when his faith in God touched, in her faith in him and God touched, it created a miracle. It created a miracle right there. She was healed. She knew. It wasn't no doubt. It wasn't no, maybe if I touched it, maybe something will happen. Maybe if I see him, maybe he'll heal me. I don't know. She's like, when I touch that garment, I will be healed. I know it. He's the Lord. He's healed thousands. He's healed crowds. He's got to heal me. And when she touched that garment, Jesus knew her thought to being plugged into the divine, to all that there is. He knew her thought. He's like, your heart, your trust has set you free. So that was, it says, take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. That's the exact words. Add a little bit into it while I was saying it, but I was going to go right straight to the exact words. It says, take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. So the great faith that she had in Jesus, in his energy and what he is, healed her right instantly. So that was a little bit about the lady that grabbed Jesus' garment. But it happens like that today. I mean, people have situations in their lives, and they grab a hold of Jesus. They grab a hold him in the Word. They grab a hold of him praying, and they ask for a miracle. They don't have no other choice. They don't know what to do, and they grab a hold of him. He reacts. He reacts. He heals their body. He heals their faith. He heals their life. He heals their household. As he did that to you lately, have you went to him in faith and asked him to heal your family, to heal your situation, to heal your body, to heal your family's, if you got family members that are sick, to heal their body? Have you done that lately? Have you grabbed a hold of his cloak, I'll say figure of speech, and had the faith and knew that he was going to do that? Or did you have weak faith? Grab his cloak and, well, maybe he'll do it, maybe he won't, whatever happens, you know, I'll deal with it. No, have that great faith. See that miracles happen. See that transformation. See what he can do in your life. Open the doors to your mind. Open the doors to your heart. He'll come running in. He'll come running in. You just got to have that, just a little bit of faith. Like he says, if you have a faith, the faith of a mustard seed, great miracles can happen in your life. That's what it says biblically. If you have a faith, what Jesus said, if you have a faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Exactly what it says. You can move mountains if you have a faith of a mustard seed. Do you have that faith when you touch the garment of Christ that you will be healed? Or you don't. Depend on man to take care of all your solutions, or do you depend on Christ to take care of your solutions? Or you depend on God to take care of your solutions? Which is it, man or God? That's your question now to be asking yourself. You ask man to handle your solutions, or do you ask God? And if you ask man to handle your solutions, how have they turned out? How have they turned out? And when you ask God to take care of your solutions or your situations and give you solutions, how do they turn out? If you ask God for help and you trusted in him, how did it turn out? If you ask a man for help and you need a solution for something, how did it turn out? And I ain't gonna say anything how they turned out for me, because this is up to you. This is up to you to find out when God gives you a solution, how does that turn out? How does that reflect to you? How does that help so pure and so holy, you know, really helps you? Now, what does a man tell you? What does his books tell you? What does, you know, some Joe down the street that you think got all solutions tell you? But when you look in the Word or you pray and ask for that answer, what happens? What is his solution? What does he send your way? I can give you a little bit. I'm sure it's amazing answers. I'm sure that it will take time. And it may happen that day, but I'm sure that tremendous, tremendous healing will come out of that. But I was wanting to pray for everybody today and talk about healing, and I was just want to ask the Holy Spirit this time, I ask you to bow your heads. Lord Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to come to all of my audience members on the Healing Light Show, and I ask you to be their healing light, Lord. I ask you to go within their hearts, reveal their situations to them, show them the solutions to their situations. I ask you to do that now, Lord. I ask you to come into their heart, reveal their sin, their karma, and show them the solutions to it now, Lord. Thank you. Ask everybody to just close your eyes and see what happens. He's going to reveal your problems, and then he's going to reveal a solution. Because so many people have told us solutions, but they're not really right. Only the Creator that created you knows the solution. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm going to go on more with this prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask you at this time, if there's anybody out there that's got a physical condition, that demonic, unclean spirit has had a hold on them, I ask you to cast that out in your name, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I cast out any demonic entity that has a hold on one of my audience members now. I cast you out. I curse you and I cast you out in Jesus' name. You leave now. You have no place with these people. In Jesus' name, I cast you out now. Leave. In Jesus' name, Yeshua. I see there's a stomach issue being healed now. Jesus is coming. The Holy Spirit is coming right within the stomach issue, and it's being healed now. It's done. It's healed. You're made whole. I see somebody with an eye situation, the eye problems. Their eyes is giving them problems. It's healed now in Jesus' name. It's repaired. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if somebody has something going on with their head, their hair, or something. I don't know what it is, but it's being taken care of now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Anything else? Somebody has problems with their ears. They can't hear right, or something's going on. It's being healed in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit's taking care of that. The body is reforming. It's creating a new eardrum. It's fixed. Thank you, Lord. Somebody has foot problems. I don't know whether they got gout. I don't know what they have there, but I cast it out in Jesus' name. It's gone. Holy Spirit, transform that leg. Make it whole. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Anything else the Lord reveals to me? Something with arms is being transformed. I don't know if you got carpal tunnel. I don't know if you got her arm, but it's being healed now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, heal that now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for healing all these folks. I ask you to transform them in your name. In Jesus' name, I ask you to heal their families. If they got any situations in their families, I ask you to go through their family and heal the situation. Cast out any demonic entities that's messing with their family. I cast it out now in Jesus' name. I curse it and remove it now in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to send your heavenly angels down and be with all these folks, to be with these families that's in turmoil right now, to clear out any darkness that's in their family and bring them peace. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, I like anybody that wants to accept Christ, I ask you to fold your hands. I ask you to fold your hands, and I ask you to repeat after me. If you can't take it no more, you want Christ in your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, ask you to come within my heart. Ask you to be a part of me. I accept you as my Savior, my Lord and Savior. I accept that you died and was raised again for my sake. I ask you to send the Holy Spirit to live within me. Fill me up with your Holy Spirit for eternity. Lead me in your right path and to guide me from this day forward. Say, Jesus come, Holy Spirit, fill me, fill my heart, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for filling me and accepting me. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just repeat that prayer after me, the Lord has came in your heart, he's living with you. That cell phone has been placed and turned on. The key was turned on. And the Holy Spirit filled you up and Christ is with you. Now, if you just said that prayer, I do ask you to get baptized. If you can find a nearby church, find you a good Bible-believing church, and set you up a baptism there to get baptized. Because that will really help you. That would be your next step on your spiritual path, baptism. Anybody I ask to receive Christ, I always ask them to line up a baptism, a nearby church, the one that they feel comfortable in. And I pray that, you know, Christ will lead you to the church, that I'll say is more comfortable for you, you feel more at peace at, that, you know, everything is working right. So, I'm sure he will lead you to that church. And I hope everybody be with you. I mean, everybody be with you. And I hope that the whole church, you know, respects you and leads you, helps lead you on your spiritual path. I pray that that will happen too. But I'd like to say thank you all for joining me on my show today. I pray that God will be with you through this day. And I will be back on air Saturday at 8:30 a.m. My lawn care service is starting up, so I'm going to have the show on Saturdays just a little bit earlier. But may God bless you. May he keep you. And always keep his love and grace flowing through you. And I'm going to end with Julie True. It's going to be He Who Dwells. God bless you, and I'll see you Saturday.